The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bonjour, de nouwe magani duk. Beshagub en esilkwe indigo mangendu dame. Elaine Fleming indigena kaz. Ga osa squajime kag indun jiba. Ga mesqua wako kag inda. Migwet men obi madisi wen migwet nin men wenda. I'm grateful to be here again. Another day, Dad. And I was talking this morning with Nana Bujo, our grandfathers, our grandmothers who have gone on, and those ones who gave us this good life, or gave us our language, our culture, our stories, our ceremonies. And I was asking them to work through me because there was so little that I know. But what I've been talking about lately is the breakup of our Ojibwe families. And some of the things that have happened more recently in on Leech Lake in the Cass Lake area with deaths like Heather Casey and Warren Tibbetts. And I want to, I then began to talk a little bit about things of the past. The things that happened to us, such as the warfare in the 1700s that we had to experience, and so that our lives were very threatened, living kind of on that outer edge of the Ojibwe population as we moved west into this new country around Red Lake and Leech Lake and Cass Lake, Sandy Lake. As we move that way, then those peoples who led the way, they had to live in fear because of this whole thought about revenge, fighting over territory, because you needed territory. The Dakota people who were being moved out, they needed their territory. And we wanted it also because you needed to be able to hunt. You needed to be able to trap so that you could support yourselves economically, your people, so that you could live life well. And then things happened aside from living through that that type of those types of times of violence. And you go through the removal era, the treaty making and reservation era, and you end up in the assimilation era. And one of the biggest breakups of our families was the boarding schools. And so what I want to share with you today is an example of the treatment of our children in boarding schools. You know, I said those children, our children, all children are miracles, and they're all good children no matter what. And so back in, when it was 1918 and 1990, I mean, excuse me, 1918 to 1919, there was a flu pandemic in the United States of America, in the world, in fact. And people were dying in huge numbers all over the world from this flu. And also, if they survived the flu, then they had certain types of symptoms which they carried over, like weak hearts and problems with their lungs. And I remember a particular story about that my father told about him being raised on in the Onigam community, and how His youngest baby brother had was sick, and they brought the doctor across from Walker, and that doctor is wearing that big black bearskin coat because it was the middle of winter, and he treated the child, and then my father rode in that wagon, the sled wagon. And he rode across the leech, the bay there, over to Walker with the doctor. And he was given medicine. And then that night he was told to take that medicine back to his child. And so his baby brother. And so my father had to walk back across that lake in the darkness and the cold by himself. And still that baby died that night. And my dad said that they lost their allotment land because they ended up having to pay for the treatment of the baby child with the doctor with their allotment land. But it goes back to that 1918 to 1919 flu pandemic, which affected our people here on Leech Lake also. During this time, there was an Indian boarding school in Onigum. And there was a young child who was aged 10 years old. His name was Harry White. And he was going to that boarding school. And he had had a physical exam before being accepted into that school. And the doctor, his name was Dr. A.C. McGee. He had said that the child had a weak heart and that he was sickly and that he shouldn't go to the school. He shouldn't be accepted into the school. But because so many of our children, our people, were sick and recovering from the flu pandemic, that they accepted many of these young, frail kids into the boarding schools anyway. And so Harry White was age 10 when he went to the boarding school in Onigum. And this was in 1919. And there was an article in the Walker Pilot about the brutal treatment of an Indian child, and it was dated April 1st, 1920. And it says, brutal treatment of Indian child, 10-year-old Harry White, victim of cruel whipping at school. Lashing occurred on March 19th, still being treated at hospital. And the story that is shared in the newspaper was that Harry White, he had skin disease. Many of the Ojibwe children at that time had this skin disease. And so Dr. A.C. McGee, he had prescribed this salve for them to put on their skin when they were feeling bothered by this skin disease. And so this 10-year-old child had walked into the principal's office to ask for some salve for his hands. And it was found later that the rules were that children were not to enter the principal's office. That was a principal named Starr, S-T-A-R-R, Principal Starr. Anyway, and so Dr. A.C. McGee, he had come to that hospital that night, or he had come to the school that night because he was going to check up on two other children who were sick. And when he walked in, he heard a child crying, and he heard loud noises and somebody very, very angry in the room that he walked by. And he understood that that was not his responsibility to stop whatever was going on, so he walked on. But then it got worse and worse, and the child got more silent. And so Dr. McGee went into the office, the principal's office, and there he found the school disciplinarian, whose name was Louis Latreille, who was an ex-soldier. And he was punishing Harry White because he had walked into the principal's office for salve for his hands. And just to describe what he was beating the child with was a leather strap. It was 28 inches long, 2 inches wide, and a quarter of an inch thick. The end had been cut into strips. And this Louis Latrell, the disciplinarian, had the little boy, the 10-year-old boy, with his head between his legs, holding him in that manner as he beat him upon his back. And so the superintendent, Harry K. Meyer, he had asked that there be an investigation done about this whole incident. And they did investigate it. It was just the Dr. McGee had asked the next day, he said, you send this little boy to the agency hospital. And the principal and disciplinarian did not send that little boy. And so later, Dr. McGee, they asked for that little boy, and that little boy was finally brought to the hospital. And the comment in there on the newspaper article was that this child, you know, that this child might recover from this terrible beating, but his heart would never recover from that type of a beating, or could it recover these types of broken hearts, this kind of brutality that was committed against our children in some of these boarding schools. And so at this time, though, you know, this article was in the Walker Pilot, and they wanted to bring out this community. They wanted to bring out the problems that were occurring with our children and the mistreatment of our children in these boarding schools. So that was a very good thing. And I say miigwech to Dr. McGee also for helping Harry White. Miigwech, bisan dawi yek, meet you. Ya eh ha, hey ah, hey ah, ya eh ha.